A joke, them standing against Darling. A few bold mantas cruised the edge of the null, sniping with bolts that fell short or just missed. I judged Darling herself to be aboard a wind whale about 1,000 feet up. She had grown stronger, for her null's diameter had expanded since my departure from the plane. All that bewildering rebel array marched within its protection. The lady had called us pathfinders. Our carpet was not equipped like the others, but I did not know what she meant, till she did it. We climbed straight up. Little black balls, trailing streamers of red or blue smoke, scattered behind us, shoveled overboard hastily by the old sergeant. Must have been 300. The smoke balls scattered, hovered just feet short of the null. So, markers by which the Taken could navigate. And here they came. Way up, the smaller surrounding the W formation of Biggs. The men on the Biggs began releasing the giant pots. Down, down, down went a score. We followed, sliding along outside the smudge pots. As they plummeted, the flower pots turned pole downward. Mantas and whales slid out of their way. When the pole hit ground, it drove a plunger. The paraffin seals burst. Liquid squirted. The plunger hit a striker. The fluid ignited. Gouts of fire. And when that fire reached something inside the pots, they exploded. Shards cut down men and monsters. I watched the blooming of those flowers of fire, aghast. Above, the Taken wheeled for a second pass. There was no magic in this. The null was useless. The second fall drew lightning from whales and mantas. Their first few successes cured them, though, for the pots they hit exploded in the air. Mantas went down. One whale was in grave trouble, till others maneuvered overhead and sprayed it with ballast water. The Taken made a third pass, again dropping pots. They would hammer Darling's troops into slime unless she did something. She went up after the Taken. The smoke pots slid around the flanks of the null, outlining it completely. The lady climbed at shrieking speed. The W of Biggs went away. The smaller carpets took on more altitude. The lady brought us into position behind Whisper and the Limper. Clearly, she had anticipated Darling's response. My emotions were mixed, to say the least. Whisper's carpet tipped its nose downward. Limper followed. Then the lady. Others of the Taken followed us. Whisper dove toward one especially monstrous wind whale. Faster and faster she flew. 300 yards from the null, 2 30-foot spears ripped away from her carpet, impelled by sorcery. When they hit the null, they continued on in a normal ballistic trajectory. Whisper made no effort to avoid the null. Into it she plunged. The man in her second seat guiding the carpet's fall with those fish fins. Whisper's spears struck near the wind whale's head. Both burst into flames. Fire is anathema to those monsters, for the gas that lifts them is violently explosive. The Limper trailed Whisper with elan. He loosed 2 spears outside the null, and another 2 inside, just dropped as his second seat man took the carpet within inches of the wind whale. Only 1 lance failed to strike home. The whale had 5 fires burning upon its back. Storms of lightning